ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Michelle Grattan is the Chief Political Correspondent for The Conversation and a Professorial Fellow at Canberra University. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi there.
We just heard from the Prime Minister there. What impact do the Iranian strikes have on the government's position and relationship with Israel?
Well, I think this realises the worst fears of the international community and the Australian government that this conflict could widen dangerously. It's already been devastating, of course, over the months for Gaza, for Israel, for the international community generally, but it could worsen. Now, the question is whether there'll be a strike back by Israel and whether things will escalate even further. And I think that the international community sort of holding its collective breath to see whether that happens. Locally, of course, tensions which are high in Australia, in the communities affected, this will only heighten those. So it's a very, very dangerous time internationally.
It certainly is. We've also seen a spike in oil prices. I put the question of inflation to the Prime Minister. There is a looming budget. This is obviously high on their thinking.
It's another complication in putting together this budget. And, of course, we heard the Treasurer at the weekend speaking in quite a lot of detail about the budget. And one of the elements he was talking about was the change in the parameters we've seen over the last few months with iron ore prices falling, and that hitting revenue, which complicates putting together the budget. He's still anticipating, or very much hoping, but I think anticipating, that there'll be a surplus, but it is a budget that will be affected by international events to a considerable extent. And tomorrow we get more figures about the Chinese economy, which is not nearly as strong as it used to be. So it is a further element in what's happening in the Middle East to that budget framing.
Just in the last minute we have, Michelle, obviously the nation is still just trying to get our heads around the horror which unfolded at Bondi Junction, Westfields, on Saturday. The Prime Minister has been, well, he was out right out on Saturday night getting briefings, being cautious. It's certainly been ruled out that it's terror-related, but it was terrifying, he said, and I think that was the perfect sort of form of language. What is the role here for the federal government, given there are mental health issues?
I think that's a difficult question to grapple with, because while at one level one automatically thinks, well, more should be done, what more can be done, but this is such a random one-off sort of event that I'm not sure that it really falls within the normal range of responses to mental health issues.
That's right. Michelle Grattan, Chief Political Correspondent for The Conversation.
Getting in touch with ABCRN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.